This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome, everyone, to Senior Care Live, Kansas City's only talk radio program dedicated to our seniors and their caregivers. The mission of this program, Senior Care Live, is to provide information, education, and resources for those caring for an elderly loved one. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, and I just want to thank you for joining me here today. I really and truly appreciate you so very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as you may know by now, Senior Care Live is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information that you can truly, truly depend on to help you in your journey when you're caring for your aging parents and other elderly loved ones. If you have a question about the program or how we can help you and your family, call now toll-free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so you can call anytime 1-800-331-6445. You can also check out our website at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit the website, make sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and let's get connected socially. You can even sign up for a free e-newsletter, so that would be great. If you want to know more about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, you can check that out online at Senior Care Consulting. That's I-N-G, seniorcareconsulting.com. And this is where my firm offers a highly specialized, very personal service where we can help you find the right senior care facility, such as assisted living facility, nursing home, Alzheimer's, dementia care. We can help you find the right one for your again, parent, grandparent, spouse, your elderly loved one. We help you through the process in a very short period of time. We save you just a ridiculous amount of time. And we actually tour the facilities with you. We gather a wealth of information. And the bottom line is we put you in the perfect and ultimate position to make the best decision that you can make. And all of us want to do that. If we care about our loved ones, we're not just going to wing it. Although sometimes I see people do that, but my clients don't do that. My clients want to know that they made the right decision, the best decision. And if that resonates with you, again, reach out to me, seniorcareconsulting.com. You can also call the 1-800 number to request a free consultation. And also, I love making presentations. I'm out in the public all the time. If your group is interested in a customized, personalized presentation from me, just let me know. Again, call that 1-800-331-6445, and let's talk about that. I make a lot of presentations to large businesses in the area, civic groups, professional groups, churches, et cetera, et cetera. And I have a lot of different subjects that can be reviewed. So just let me know about that. And also, as we're coming I can't believe it's already November, but as we're coming up towards the end of the year, if your business is interested in discussing a potential sponsorship here with Senior Care Live, time is running out for budgeting purposes, obviously. So again, give me a call and would be happy to put together a customized presentation for you as well. All right, so I know it's saturated, and I know this is not a sports program, but I have to say congratulations to the entire Kansas City community, to all of the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Royals fans out there in our community. Wow, just wow. I have triplet 13-year-old boys, and they are all about baseball. And when I found out that school was canceled, which, first of all, that's a jaw dropper, right? Just like, are you kidding me? Okay, that's cool. So, but anyway, when I found that out, the boys came home begging me to take them to the parade, and which kind of scares the dad. I was excited, but I'm kind of fearful. I'm dragging kids through. How many people? They're talking 600, 800,000, just some unbelievable number of people. And I thought, okay, well, let's see if we can do this. So, but business comes first. And I had an appointment, early morning appointment, with clients who are in a crisis situation. This could not be put off for any reason whatsoever. I said, absolutely, we can meet. And so I met with them. Their mom is going to be discharged from rehab. And so we're going to very quickly turn this around and find the best place so that she can be very easily transitioned from receiving her rehab, post-hospital rehab, to the nursing home where she will live for the rest of her days. And so I'm like, I will not change that appointment. I won't touch it. So I asked my clients if I could bring my boys, and they would sit quietly in another room and read books. And they said, sure, hey, no problem, that's great, we think it's wonderful, we're all about it, bring your boys in. So I'll be darned, they were very good boys. They were absolutely quiet as a mouse, which may be the first time ever. But they're very quiet and very patient, and I visited with my clients, and we got that whole process started. And then I took my boys, and the idea was that we were going to run over to our church, Heartland Community Church. Fantastic church, by the way. If you're looking for a church, again, feel free to call me. I'll talk to you about my church. So I love my church. Anyway, so we went over there, and that was one of the stops for all the Metro buses to pick folks up and then bus people down to the parade. On Tuesday. So I went over, and we got over there about 9:45, and I parked, and then we found the end of the line. And I'm not kidding, this line was about a half a mile long. It went the length of the parking lot, all the way around our church, all the way back out the parking lot, down the street. And I'm like, there's no way that this is not going to work. So I said, boys, hey, we tried it. And so I was starting to drive home, and I thought, no, we have to, I don't quit on anything. I am very tenacious. I do not give up. I probably try longer than I should on some things, but the bottom line is I pointed my car north, and we started driving, and I'll be darned, we made it I never even stopped on the highway. Very fortunate. And it was so orderly. The traffic, it was just stunning how beautifully this went. I drove all the way down to Broadway. I was very fortunate, felt very fortunate to find a great parking spot. And me and my boys, we walked, we hustled over there, and we got to see the parade. Salvi Perez, probably our, we have every player. We love every player, but my wife really loves, the boys love Salvi. They love Gordo and Haas and Moose and all the guys, Zobrist, everybody. But I think the highlight for my boys is Salvi's car stopped right in front. He was 20 feet in front of us and he was waving and with that big contagious smile. And my boys just went nuts. They went absolutely nuts. Salvi. And it was one of those moments where you don't forget it. And Ned Yost drove by with the trophy and we saw a whole bunch of players. We didn't see all of them because there was a little bit of visual blockage there from, you know, people, but we saw most of them. We saw some of them right there in plain sight. It was spectacular. And I'll tell you what really, what I'm probably the most proud of, other than just being able to share that moment with my boys, which is a lifelong moment. You just don't forget things like that. But every single person we met, every one of them was on their best behavior. I didn't see one person walking around with an alcoholic beverage. I didn't see one troublemaker. I didn't see anyone with a bad attitude. Everyone was happy. Everyone was courteous, smiling. There were kids everywhere. There were probably just as many kids as there were adults. And it was a very family-friendly environment and atmosphere. And for that moment, everyone got along. It didn't matter what age you are, if you were a male or female, it didn't matter what race you were. Nothing mattered. Everyone got along beautifully. It was just one of the most spectacular experiences I've ever had. And I just want to thank everyone in Kansas City for just being incredible. Our hospitality, our Midwestern polite roots, hospitality, I could go on about this forever, and this is not a sports show, but I just had to share that with you, that I got to spend a moment, and we busted it, and there was a risk that we may not get down there and get stuck in traffic and miss the whole thing, not even be able to see it on TV, but it really worked out, and it's just stunning how our local boys, a pro sports team, that just made everyone proud and pulled together. And hey, we're Kansas City. It was a beautiful thing. Even walking into Casey's, paying for my gas and picking up an item there, everyone's just a little extra nice, a little nicer than they normally are, which is really pretty nice normally. And it's just amazing what an impact this baseball team and the World Series championship has had on our community. So I just want to give a great big loud shout out to the Kansas City Royals and to all of the fans and the people in Kansas City. Can you tell this is a love fest, a love moment? But I couldn't be more proud to be here. And I just want to thank everyone very much. All right. The Senior Care Live question of the day. The month with the highest demand for senior care facilities is January, March, July, or November. Which month has the highest demand for care facilities in our area? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live. on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. And for more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now. It's a toll-free number, 1-800-331-6445. And operators are standing by, so you can call that number 24 hours a day. And how about this? A real live person will answer your phone call. 1-800, that's crazy, isn't it, in this day and age? But that's how we roll on Senior Care Live. 1-800-331-6445. And if you don't have a radio or you're out of town sometime, no worries. You can stream this program to any electronic device by going to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And in the upper left-hand corner, there's a big, it's kind of a black button, and it says Listen Live in red right in the middle. You cannot miss it. You click that button, and it will stream live to any of your electronic devices. And, hey, and you may have to listen to a commercial, an awesome commercial, just for a few seconds. Get through the commercial, and then, boom, there it is, live on air, but on your electronic device. So don't forget about that option. And we have more and more people tuning in electronically. A lot of people from out of state tune into this, so that's a pretty cool deal. All right, so the Senior Care Live trivia question of the week, and here's the question. A lot of people may not even know that there's a highest peak demand for a senior care community, and I'm going to talk about that just a little bit later here. But the month with the highest demand for senior care, so I'm talking about in independent living, assisted living, in the nursing homes, and the Alzheimer's dementia care units. Which month has the highest demand? Is that January, March, July, or November? And the answer is January. So if you chose A, January, you are correct. And so later on, I'm going to talk about why it's January and how that works. But right now, I'm going to shift gears, and I want to acknowledge that Veterans Day is coming right up, right around the corner, Wednesday, November the 11th. And to all of our veterans, men and women who have served, who are currently serving, or considering serving here in the near future, but particularly the veterans who have served and gone before us, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. My family and I, we say a prayer for you every single day. Night. And that is part of our prayers. We pray for you and we thank you, and everyone who is still in the military, we pray that you'll be safe and return home healthy. And that's just what we do. This is real heavy for us. We truly appreciate our veterans. I want to talk to you today just a little bit and then about a program. It's a benefit. It's called the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand that. They don't even know this exists. So I talk about this as often as I can with every single client that I work with. We definitely explore this to see if this might be a viable funding option for them. But it's called the VA Aid and Attendance Benefit. And this provides tax-free reimbursement to you every single month for qualifying veterans and the surviving spouses. Okay. And so, but obviously there are a lot of rules attached. So let's review these things. And again, in the future, I'm going to spend a lot more time on this and talk to someone, from the VA administration and from the Veterans Administration. That was redundant. And, from the VFW. But, the veteran must have served at least 90 consecutive days active duty. Okay, so 90 consecutive days active duty with at least one of those days during a period of war. And I'll talk about the periods of war here in just a little bit. And then you need to be honorably discharged, or at least not dishonorably discharged. It could be a medical discharge and some others, but as long as it's not dishonorably discharged, then you're good. That's the service requirement. Then there's an asset requirement. So the single veteran can have about, and I say about because the VA sets this for every person, but pretty close to about $40,000 in countable assets. So they don't count your house, your car, the things in your house, and a few other assets. They're mainly looking at your liquid assets. So you're spending down pretty good, and they're checking money market, mutual fund, savings, these sort of things. So about 40 for a single veteran, about 80,000 of countable assets for a married veteran. And then you have to have a care requirement. And so you must be receiving, you must require assistance with at least two activities of daily living. So that means that you need assistance with taking a bath, getting dressed, receiving your medications, maybe cooking or eating, maybe using the restroom, incontinence assistance, maybe mobility assistance. So there are a lot of other, there are a lot of activities of daily living available, but you need to have help with or require help for at least two of those activities of daily living. And then there's a tricky, and then this is what it all comes down to. There's a tricky income calculation. So if you say, well, we bring in, you know, $1,800 a month or whatever the number is, that's not what they're looking for. They're looking for your monthly income minus unreimbursed medical expenses. So minus your health insurance premium, the cost to go to your doctors and dentists and all those sort of things. The big one here is minus the cost of home care services or the cost of your assisted living facility or your nursing home cost. So let's say if, and so that's what they're looking for. If so, you're bringing in $1,800 and you deduct the $2,000 a month you're paying for home care, that number is minus $2,000. Okay. If you're negative $1 or below, that would trigger the maximum reimbursement. And now there's a sliding scale, so it doesn't have to be in the negative. But frankly, most of my clients are in the negative because it's pretty easy to spend more for your care than your income is coming in every month. So that's pretty easy to do that. The payoff, the surviving spouse. So you were married to a veteran. The veteran has passed and there's a surviving spouse. You qualify for up to $1,130 per month. A single veteran, $1,758 per month. And a married veteran could receive up to $2,058 per month. So look, that's a lot of money. Here are the periods of war. World War II was from December 7, 1941 to December 31, 1946. And by the way, if you're about to wreck your car making notes, don't do that. Just go to the website seniorcarelive.com, info and resources, and then click on VA aid and attendance. It's all right there. The Korean War, June 27, 1950 to January 31, 1955. Those are the two big ones that I see. We're starting to see some Vietnam War vets, and maybe even vets from our current war, although mainly My clients are from World War II and the Korean War. So if you, so, and look, that's a lot of money tax free, just as a big thank you for serving our country. So check that out. You could go to the VFW. They will help you explore this, fill out the application. Everything's totally free of charge. And our friends at our downtown VFW, the national headquarters right here downtown in Kansas City, free of charge. They are fantastic. That's who I recommend contacting for assistance on this. 816-968-1153. Everything's on the website at seniorcarelive.com. And after the break, I'll continue. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call Call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you're hearing this and you're like, wow, so-and-so needs to hear this, or my brother or someone needs to hear this, no worries at all. You can always hear it after the fact. I usually have the podcast up, by the following, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on when it's available to me, but I turn that around as quickly as possible. So again, go to Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And then hit the podcast tab and you can go back and listen to any of the previously aired episodes 24/7, free of charge, of course. So don't forget, that is a good option. And again, we have tons and tons of people who listen to this program after the fact if they may have missed it, and or if they actually, lots of referrals to the different subjects and topics and information. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool option. I love technology, and that's one of the really nice ones. So, all right. Let me just back up. I'm going to touch on that VA aid and attendance benefit. I felt like I rushed something pretty quickly. The periods of war, World War II, 12/7/41 to 12/31 of 1946. Now, that's not normally when we think the war ends, but for the purposes of qualifying for this program, it goes all the way out to December 31 of 1946. Okay, so I wanted to touch on that, and then definitely call our friends at the VFW and do not do this. Unfortunately, there are some businesses out there, I need to be real careful how I word this, and it's all over the country. All over the country, there are court cases right now. They're about to make precedents, I think, on with this. But unfortunately, there are businesses out there that wave the flag. They get you in the door. They'll help you apply for this. And then somehow you feel a little bit, you feel very thankful that they helped you. And you feel a little bit obligated to do business with them or buy their services or something like that, when maybe you don't need their service. Now, if you need their service, that's great. Absolutely. But if you don't need their services, do not get kind of fooled into feeling pressured or obligated because they helped you with this. Just do yourself a favor. Don't do any business with anyone who's going to charge you for this, because, by the way, no one is supposed to charge you for this. And I think selling you a service that's kind of attached to helping you with this, that's kind of indirectly charging you for this. Don't stay away from it. Call our friends at the VFW, national headquarters right downtown, and they will help you through this. And they have some excellent veteran service officers there who do this 24/7, and their whole job, their whole goal in life is to help you qualify for various programs, and this is a big one. And again, if you have questions about that, call me anytime. I'll help you with that. I'll point you in the right direction. Okay, let me shift gears and talk about the seasonality of the demand peaks, the demand falls, and then the demand rises back up again. And this would be for all of these various senior care communities. So independent living apartments, assisted living facilities, nursing homes, Alzheimer's, dementia care, all of these fall into the same category. So now, we're not on television. Okay, so let me see if I can draw this on air. So going left to right. Now, first of all, let's understand that there is always a demand for these care facilities. Always. So if you had to draw a line going from left to right, you're starting your line out straight, and then you're going to dip it down, right? And like a bowl. And then you're going to come back up towards the end to the other side of the bowl. So it kind of looks like a bowl or an inverted bell curve. So what happens is the lowest demand of the year is going to be during the summer months. So June, July, and August. Now, realizing there's always a demand, always, always, and there will forever be. But it's the lowest in the summer, June through August, And you know, my business, this is what we do. We help families find the right care community for their particular situation, and we help them get it right the first time. Our clients get through this whole process in about 5 hours versus the 50 to 100 hours that most people spend out there running around trying to do this on their own. So a tremendous time saver, but we stay busy all summer. We stay busy 12 months a year, but there is definitely a decrease in demand during the beautiful summer months. It's warm outside. You feel good. The birds are out. The grass is out. It's not cold. Everyone feels pretty good. So that's it. But then you pull into the fall and heading toward the end of the year, and then that line of increased demand starts to come up. And then it skyrockets to a peak at about January the 10th through about January the 13th. Right in that little window is when the absolute highest peak demand happens. And it stays peaked out all through January, mostly through February, and then you'll start to see it drop off again to those low summer months. Well, Steve, why is it so high in January? I never even thought of it. That's really interesting. Why such a peak? And so there are two reasons that there is a peak demand in January, but you have to back up to tell the story. Families come home for the holidays, right? So a lot of families haven't been home for months, maybe a year, maybe longer. But a lot, you know, families come in from out of town, from out of state, and we all gather for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the other holidays that are in New Year's Eve and the celebration and all that stuff. So we have lots of families gathering during November and the end of the year. So what happens, and we've talked about this with our friends, Mr. Remodeler, and we've talked, well, I've talked about this with all of our guests on the program, but you walk in and you're like, oh my goodness, Mom has really declined. We had no idea. She's having trouble navigating the stairs, or she's having trouble cooking something that she's cooked for the last 50 years. All of a sudden, and so you have all these realizations. And one thing with dementia and Alzheimer's, it's not this perfect progression downwards. That's usually more of a stair step. And so someone will be on this level plateau, and then there's a sharp decline and then stop. Then you have this level plateau and then the sharp decline and then stop. And then this next plateau. So you have this stair stepping. And so sometimes between the time you were home last and this time around, maybe there's been one or two of those stair steps. And all of a sudden, wow, Mom needs help. Dad needs a lot of help. Or Mom might be the caregiver for Dad, and Dad's really declined, and now I see my mom struggling, and wow, we need to talk about this. Maybe we need to consider moving from the home to an independent living apartment, or maybe we need some help through an assisted living community. Maybe we need a nursing home level of care or Alzheimer's dementia care. So what do you do? Unless it's an emergency and you have to act on it immediately, what do we all do? Now, let's get through the holidays and let's talk about it after the first. And so that's just what we do. And if you, cause look, we're all busy and you know, we have kids and families and Christmas concerts and we have all of this stuff. And so if it's a crisis, if it's an emergency, yes, we drop everything and we take care of it and we have to address it. We have to deal with it and move and find a place, et cetera. But if you can hold off, and if it's safe to do so, everyone puts it off till after the first of the year. And then something else happens in January. It's cold as crud outside. It's nasty. It's depressing. People, the hospitals are full, literally full to capacity with people with the flu, people with pneumonia, people falling on the ice and breaking their hip, and all heck breaks loose. Just naturally. So you take that and then add this pent up delayed demand from clear back in late November all the way through December. And what you have is pandemonium. And I'm, I'm, I, That sounds a little overly dramatic, but I'm just telling you, you get past the first of the year, and then you have to kind of gather your wits about you, and you get back to work, and you get back to kind of the rhythm and everything, and then you kind of take a breath, and you say, okay, now it's time to check this out. And so I'm telling you, about January the 10th to the 13th, I can literally feel the ground shaking, and I'm not going to exaggerate this. There are thousands and thousands of people beating the streets looking for a place. So what I encourage all of my clients to do, every one of them, and you're going to hear me talk about this for the rest of the year, do not put this off. If you're thinking that you want to move after the first of the year, I'm telling you, whether you use my service or whether you do it on your own, you'd better get a jump on it. If you want to move next spring, guess what's going to happen? There will be long wait lists coming in January and February, and then you probably won't be able to. You may not be able to move in March or April. You may, but you may not. So what I always encourage everyone to do is jump out ahead of this. Let's get our homework done now. Let's have you choose a place, get your name on the list. And then you are way ahead of this long list that will accumulate and develop later in January and in February. And now you have some options. So that's my recommendation. After the break, I'll talk about caring for the caregiver. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about this program and how we can help you and your family, call now toll free 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, so call now 1-800-331-6445. And I'll tell you, and just to kind of wrap that up and put a bow on it on the seasonality. So I'm working right now with several clients who are getting a jump on this, and they're like, you know, we kind of want to get this wrapped up right now. We have the luxury of being able to not worry about making that move until after the first of the year, but we understand this increase in demand and we don't really want any part of that. There's, you know, we want to make sure that all of these facilities that we might be interested in, that we can consider them. Because what happens is if you put this off and you say, okay, we need a place in 2 weeks, go. Okay. So I can do that. But what I might run into is maybe some of the places that we may have wanted to consider, maybe they have waiting lists now. And so they're off the table. Maybe they have a 30 or a 60 day wait list and you need to move in 2 weeks. They're not an option for us. And so this is part of what I do for my clients is I really drill down and I find the best options for them, meeting all of our selection criteria, all of our care profile, including when we want or need to move. And so you don't want to take some of our best options off the table unless, and if it's a crisis and we have to move, then we're going to deal with that. We're going to move forward and we're going to do our very best and you'll be happy with the service and what we're able to find. But if there's any option of kind of putting that off a little bit and kind of being a little more proactive, as long as your senior is safe at home and getting what they need and they're not in danger, then be proactive. If you can at all, just be proactive. And I just can't say that enough. And I'm going to be kind of harping on that. So get ready. I'll be talking about that for the next, several weeks here. All right. So I've been talking a little bit every program for the last, I don't know, number of programs about caring for the caregiver. This is just extremely, extremely important that you take care of yourself. And I've given the analogy of, you know, when you're on the jet and they say if the oxygen falls out of your overhead compartment, they always tell you to put your mask on first and then tend to the others around you. And so you have to take care of yourself first. Here's a live example. And of course, I've never named names, but I worked with some folks here recently, and one spouse had taken excellent care of the other spouse for years. I mean, long, long, long time, until their health really, really took a turn for the worse. And now, the one spouse who did provide the care is in big trouble with their health. Major, probably irreversible health issues. And so now that spouse cannot take care of her spouse. Her spouse now needs to move to a nursing home. They're both heartbroken about this, but it happens. So, and it's a tragic story, and I hear it all the time. So please take care of yourself. And so, again, I like to play offense. I've covered different pieces on this. Let's talk about maintaining and recharging your stamina and your energy. And so we talk about physical health first, and being a caregiver is very hard work. We have to take care of our bodies so that we can provide the best possible care for the people that we love, whether that's a parent, a spouse, a grandparent, etc. So be sure some of these sound like just ridiculously basic, but guess what? When you're in the heat of the moment, you put your needs off. Just like we did, our needs are second when it comes to caring for our kids. It's the same thing when we care for our elders. Our needs come second because we're the heroic caregiver and we're in there giving it all we've got. But go get a checkup, see your physician, see your dentist, check your vision, and just make sure that you are in optimal condition. Because guess what? You start to run down, you're not going to be nearly as an effective caregiver as you would be if you were in your top peak condition. So take care of that. Exercise. Steve, are you kidding me? Exercise. I'm too tired to do exercise. No, hear me out. Physical exercise produces endorphins. It relieves muscle tension. There's a lot of science behind that, but the body, just go for a walk. Just go for a walk and just smell the fall air. Just get a little bit of a break. Get your blood pumping a little bit. The other day I took off on my bike. I hadn't ridden my bike for a long time, and I felt free and alive and invigorated after a short bike ride. It doesn't take much. Get some physical exercise. Do what you have to do to get it. And then rest. And again, Steve, are you kidding me? Rest? Right? No, I'm not kidding you. And stop that. Stop that. Get some rest. Do your very, I know that's easier said than done. I know it. Trust me. I know it. Do your best to get some sleep at night or take a power nap during the day. Bring in some help so that you can just go curl up in your comfy bed and just get a break from it and sleep. Rest is so important for you to be in your peak condition. Comfort food. Treat yourself to your favorite food or your favorite drink or beverage. Not alcoholic beverage, but your beverage, right? Cocoa, coffee, tea, whatever it is, or your favorite food. It is amazing what a little bit of comfort food or a delicious drink can do for you. Just a little break, just some little bit of comfort there. Get a massage. Wow. I mean, that's a huge one. And if you can, man, get a massage. It'll break all the tension up and the stress. And a lot of us, myself included, hold stress and tension in your shoulders. And then that goes up in your neck and that can give you a headache, et cetera, et cetera. But go get a professional massage or just have someone give you a back rub. These are little things, but they'll all add up, and it is an amazing way to maintain your stamina, recharge your energy. And then be sure to express yourself. A lot of times we have some pent up anger and some anxiety and some things inside of us. Just let that out. Let that out. Hit a punching bag, exercise, just scream it out loud, and just don't be afraid to just let it go. Just get that out of you. Holding that stress inside and internalizing that manifests itself many times in physical ways where you'll be sick and everything else. So express your emotions. Get that out of you. And then as far as mental health, using your mind in a positive way right? I'm a glass is always half full, right? But just try your best to be positive and use your mind in a very positive way. And what is your, do you have a battle cry or a motto? You know, when we brought our boys home, our triplet boys, it was, one day at a time and divide and conquer. And a lot of times, you kind of have to have, a battle cry or a motto. And then keep a journal. I think it's really important to write down, your thoughts and your feelings, make to-do lists, and just express yourself in a journal. And again, that's just another way to kind of get that out. And then plan your day. Try to be very scheduled and plan your day. Still be flexible, but try to have a plan and then become very, very organized. And again, I'm going to cut it off there, and I'm going to continue the caring for the caregiver tips next week. So hopefully that will help. And to everyone listening, thank you so much. I'm honored you spent part of your morning listening to this program. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.